DeepEnglish.com.
In 1914, Richard Platts, a 20-year-old son of a baker, was hiking when he threw a message in a bottle into the Baltic Sea. Was Richard Platts a son of a bus driver? No, Richard Platts wasn't the son of a bus driver. Richard Platts was the son of a baker. Where did he throw his message in a bottle? He threw his message in a bottle into the Baltic Sea. How old was he when he did that? He was 20 years old when he did that. Little did he know that it would take over a century before anyone would read his message. Did he expect it would take over a century before anyone would read his message? No, he didn't expect that it would be over a century before anyone would read his message. Earlier this year, a fisherman named Conrad Fisher pulled the beer bottle out of the ocean. Who pulled the beer bottle out of the ocean? Conrad Fisher pulled the beer bottle out of the ocean. The message in the bottle was mostly unreadable, but there was an address which led researchers to Richard Platts. Was the message readable? No, the message was mostly unreadable. What led researchers to Richard Platts? An address in the message led researchers to Richard Platts. Handwriting samples were compared, and they confirmed that Platts was the author. What was compared? Handwriting samples were compared. What did the samples confirm? The samples confirmed that Platts was the author. These researchers tracked down Platts' granddaughter, 62-year-old Angela Erdman. Who tracked down Angela? The researchers tracked down Angela. Who is Angela? Angela is Platts' 62-year-old granddaughter. Richard Platts died in 1946 before Angela was born, so this message in a bottle was an amazing chance for her to learn about the grandfather she never met. Had Angela ever met her grandfather? No, Angela had never met her grandfather. When did Richard Platts die? Richard Platts died in 1946. Was this before or after Angela was born? This was before Angela was born. That was a pretty moving moment. Tears rolled down my cheek, she said. Did Angela cry? Yes, tears rolled down her cheek. What kind of moment was it for Angela? It was a moving moment for Angela. If Richard Platts's message had almost completely degraded over the past 101 years, how can we possibly send messages further into the future? Had Richard's message completely degraded or almost completely degraded? Richard's message had almost completely degraded. Scientists at a nuclear waste storage facility in New Mexico are struggling with this question. Are scientists struggling with this question? Yes, scientists are struggling with this question. Where are these scientists? These scientists are at a nuclear waste storage facility in New Mexico. When it is full and can no longer hold any more poisonous waste, it will be closed. What will happen when it's completely full? When it's completely full, it will be closed. The problem is how to warn future generations not to open it. Who do they want to warn not to open it? They want to warn future generations not to open it. This storage facility is 600 meters underground, but what if the people of the future one day decide to dig there? Is the storage facility underground? Yes, the storage facility is underground. How far underground is it? It is 600 meters underground. Imagine 10,000 years into the future after some apocalypse when the history of our civilization is lost. Do you think the history of our civilization will one day be lost? Today, the international language is English, but language is always changing. What is always changing? Language is always changing. we can barely understand the English of just 1,000 years ago. How could we possibly communicate with a culture that far in the future? Can we understand the English of 1,000 years ago? We can barely understand the English of 1,000 years ago. Communicating through architecture has been one suggestion. Has communicating through architecture been suggested? Yes, communicating through architecture has been suggested. Fields of giant spikes have been considered to scare people away, but that might backfire and encourage people to explore it. What kind of architecture might scare people away? Fields of spikes might scare people away. Could this backfire? Yes, this might backfire and encourage people to explore it. Symbols have also been considered, but everything has the potential for misinterpretation. Do symbols have the potential for misinterpretation? Yes, symbols have the potential for misinterpretation. Even a skull and crossbones, the modern symbol for death and poison, was once used as a symbol of rebirth. What was once used as a symbol of rebirth? A skull and crossbones was once used as a symbol of rebirth. The current plan includes a message warning people to stay away in six languages and a simple drawing of a screaming man similar to Munch's famous painting, The Scream. How many languages are used in the message? The message uses six languages. What else does it use? It also uses a drawing of a screaming man. Let's hope that people of the future won't think the message is a trick to hide buried treasure. Will people one day think the message is a trick to hide buried treasure? Maybe. Let's hope not.